with the big time storyline. Let's go. Oh, yes. Friday Night Raw. Realism Raw. Episode 185. Thank you for watching on YouTube. Listen on Spotify. Check us out on Facebook. Realism Sports Talk on TikTok. And at Realism Podcast on Twitter. Thank you to the patrons to help support the show. My son's birthday was yesterday. He's 22 years old. So happy birthday to my son, Marcus. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Got to give it up to that. Got to give it up. Proud dad over here. You know what I'm saying? Hey, and a special shout out to my cousin. I ain't seen him in a minute. We grew up like brothers. Charles, love you, man. I can't wait to see you this weekend. Also, love for my Commanders. Love for the five-time NBA 2K cover boy, the Black Mamba himself, Kobe, Bean, Bryant, and all the love right there for my sweet mama right there. And right now, yo, I'm welcoming back the GOAT of the Realism Raw Show, my man Brandon. What's good, Brandon?
What's up, baby? Let's do it.
You chilling. Oh, he always say smooth, yo. I love Brandon. He always say smooth. And my man Brian right there. Hold on. And my man, he's a fan of the, I got to give it to you, of the world champion Kansas City Chiefs. He's the host of In the Zone Pod.
I like it.
And he's host of the Wednesday Run Back Podcast. What's good, Brian? Welcome back to the show.
Man, hey, it's another party in the books, man. We hanging out. It's all good, baby.
I like it. And now, I'm proud to introduce a first-time guest right now. I got to chill with him one time doing other shows. But now he's on Realism Raw right now. I appreciate it. You live in Detroit, right? See him?
Yes, sir.
You a Lions fan, I'm assuming?
Yes, sir.
You a Lions fan?
Lions fan for
Lions
life.
Lions fan. He's
a
host.
Long time coming, baby.
Let's go. He's the host of the Sports Rap Podcast and co-host of Into the Lab Podcast. My man, see him? Let's go. What's good, baby?
Man, I'm just happy to be here, man. Happy that we could finally make this collabo happen, man. You know, I'm a little older, man, so I'm kind of sleepy. And I have my medication, but it's going to keep me up, though.
Hey, shit. I wish I had some medication like you had. You know what I'm saying, fellas? But anyway, yo, since it's your first time on the show, see him? Yo, on Realism Sports Talk, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers to the local talent. To the
Big Time Storyline.
Let's go! That was much better, Brian. Let's go! And the Big Time Storylines. Big Time Storylines.
I gotta catch up with it now.
I like it. I like the love. And we're gonna start off. These running backs are I don't understand what's going on with running backs. They still wanna keep talking. They talking. Saquon Barkley, the biggest name of them all. Talking all this, going on podcasts, doing all this, talking all this trash. And I remember we talked about this, Brian, and we talked about it numerous times. He signed for what? He got a million? He didn't even get a whole million. He didn't get a whole million. And he signed talking about all this and this and this. And he still did not get the no trade clause for next year or the no franchise tag clause for next year. What do you think about that and what did he really accomplish? Go ahead, Brian.
Saquon didn't accomplish a damn thing. I'm sorry, I might use a little bit of spice.
Hey, this raw, baby. You can do whatever. This raw.
He didn't accomplish a damn thing. So let me see if I got this straight. So you're going to all these podcasts, F the Giants, F my teammates, F the locker room, F the front office, F Brian Daboll, F, you know, the general manager, this, I deserve this, I'm the best player, I make the offense move and everything else. You said all this. You didn't get a Zoom call with Christian McCaffrey and Derrick Henry. I'm going to be with those two heard a second, by the way. You got all these running backs hyped up, talked up. And you went back for $909,000. You didn't get a million. Not a million. You went back for $909,000. Oh, by the way, you have an agent. He gets 3% of that. You play in... They tax you from where your actual employer is at. They're in a borough of New York City. So guess what? There's a New York State tax. There's an Empire tax. You have to get your agent 3%. Oh, by the way, you play in New Jersey. Guess what? There's New Jersey State tax. You got to pay that too. There's federal tax right there. You went back for $909,000 to basically get what you would have got. That $909,000 is going to them. You're not getting nothing. You basically playing on the tag that you would have signed for originally in the first place, like your dumb ass should have. But that's just Benny. You basically blew this. Oh, by the way, Christian McCaffrey and Derek Henry, you guys are free agents next year. You guys done a lot of chirping.
Too much chirping.
You don't think the runoff is in San Francisco or Tennessee wasn't listening?
Too much chirping.
You don't think they heard you? You don't think they heard you? You don't think they said, do we going to screenshot that tweet? You don't think it's going to hurt you, Nixon? It's going to come back. And the bad part about it is that he messed up now. He messed them up. Everybody's on the Zoom podcast, Austin Eckler, all them cats, he messed them up. He also messed up for guys in the future, like Isaiah Pacheco, who he was reviewing. And then Torin Labrum. He played in the Super Bowl and the AFC title game with both of those injuries. So you screwed yourself now. You screwed them later. And you just screwed guys like him for 909. You dumb.
I feel you. For an organization that was running the ball well last year, the Detroit Lions were running the ball well. They were smart to get rid of Swift because he sucked on my fantasy team. I was getting there. But anyway, see him. You're brand new to the show. What do you think about all the rest of the running backs? Because we looked at Barkley and he was like a figurehead. Him and Eckler is a figurehead. But we got guys. We got guys out here like Jonathan Taylor, whose owner's out here talking trash, who's the best player on that team with a rookie quarterback. And then we got J.K. Dobbins out here talking trash, and you been hurt, ain't been doing nothing. Y'all just sound Melvin Gordon. Y'all got 14 different running backs. They got more running backs than Miami does, no offense, Brandon, that are all irrelevant. And J.K. Dobbins out here trying to hold out for some money. What do you think about the running back situation of the people that are holding out, Sihan?
So let me chime in on a little bit of everything, man. You know, I want to talk about Saquon, and I want to talk about the supposed Zoom call, man. And I want to just be real, man, and bring a little bit of levity to. I don't have no inside information, but just some levity to the situation. And I feel like, you know, Saquon, I'm not gonna come as hard as Brian did on him, man, because I think he did what he had to do, man. You know, we talk about the Zoom call. And we expect and just think that they were up in arms. And, yeah, they were venting, but they probably, you know, Saquon probably got some information that he wasn't privy to. Like, damn, they offered you what? I wish they would have offered me that. You turn what down? So I think what really happened is they got on that call, they vented, and he found out that ain't shit we can do. It ain't a damn thing we can do. We can talk about changing the rookie running back wage scale, but the reality of it is this. It is no way the NFLPA is going to clear something for one position.
Nope.
It's either going to be for all of us or for none of us. If you can't tag a running back, you ain't going to be able to tag linebackers, tight ends, or quarterbacks either. It is no way the NFLPA is going to ever approve anything for strictly one set of positions. Never going to happen. So we need to rule that shit out anyway. So basically what we got is sit your ass down or play. But you got people in all type of different situations, though. Saquon was a first-round pick. He living in New York. He had the hype coming out of college. He's probably made all type of money off the field. Thanks. Tony Pollard ain't seen shit.
Nope. That's why he signed real quick.
He was quick to sign. Off the broke leg, he was quick to sign his. Like,
real?
Yeah, but Tony Pollard's quarterback didn't throw 15 touchdowns.
Yeah, but look. But Brian, we ain't heard Tony Pollard say shit.
You kind of screwed me, too.
Nah.
What you did, Daniel Jones.
Tony Pollard, you ain't heard Tony Pollard say nothing.
This is about doing my own personal economics, and if I ever going to see $10 million again. I'm a fourth-round pick from Timbuktu. Nobody knows me. I had one good year. I'm off a broke leg. I can break the other one today, tomorrow. I've never carried the load fully.
He didn't get that clause either, by the way.
$10 million.
He didn't get that clause either, by the way.
I agree.
So guess what?
I agree.
Next season, $11.1 million. I bet his ass signed.
He will.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
Saquon, you trying to hold out for 15. I'm straight with this 10.
And they offered him 13.
Maybe straight with
they
10 or
offered him 13.
He ain't seen no bread. So they some of these folks is in different situations. Derrick Henry, you say he a free agent. That's fine. Derrick Henry already got his bread.
Yes.
He already seen a good payday that they made.
He gonna get 10 next year.
He don't need 10. He don't need 10. He already got his.
He may not need 10. He won't be getting 10.
But here's the thing.
I mean, Walker Tennessee start off his next season and say, pay me a little .5. They gonna tell him, man, get your ass out of office.
Nah, somebody will give him something.
Watch.
But here's the kicker. Everything is historical and repeats itself. We were talking the same stuff years ago about the tight end position, about the linebacker position, about some of the other positions. So eventually it's going to come back. But here's what you got to do. You got to show yourself to be durable. You got to show yourself to be available. And you got to show yourself to be productive. And unfortunately, the running back situation, the way it's currently set up, these guys, if you're somewhat of a bell cow, you're getting 300 touches in one season. A good safety, if you will. If he get 100 tackles, he's a good safety. If a good linebacker has 150 tackles, that's a hell of a linebacker.
Nee Bolden.
If the wide receiver catches 100 passes for 1,100, 1,200 yards, that's a great season for them. These boys touching it 300 times. Every season is like two to three seasons for these other positions. That's why they're wearing down after 5 or 6 years. So I'm going to lie to you. I see both sides. If I have a special person like Derrick Henry, then I will pay him. But I'm not paying him 4 or 5. Because this is the thing. The running back position, any football position, is based on years and longevity. They want all the years to get all the guaranteed money. You're not in the position to do that. Unfortunately, the ones who carried the flag right before you, they stumbled to the end of their contract.
Yes.
Le'Veon Bell. Ezekiel Elliott. Todd Gurley. A lot of
these. Melvin Gordon did the same thing. Melvin Gordon did the same thing.
Let me pause right there, and I'm going to pick back up.
Hold on, Brian. I want to hear what you got to say. We ain't let the GOAT say nothing about nothing because. The tag team member with Saquon Barkley was Josh Jacobs, who was the leading rusher in the NFL. This guy right here, he didn't get many carries in Alabama, which is his school also.
And he did like Nicolas Cage and said, "I'm leaving Las Vegas."
But is he gonna leave? What do you think about Josh Jacobs, Brandon? His tag team partner just signed for. Go ahead, Brandon.
What, the Jacobs question?
Jacobs. What's Jacobs going to do now? Barkley basically sold into it.
I mean, I understand, like he said, I understand both sides, man. You take a beating as a running back, and you're kind of under... No, none of them's underpaid. I'm going to put that out there.
Ain't nobody underpaid when my ass is working 7 days a week. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
I know,
BCR
of the week.
You ain't taking 300 car accidents every year, though.
Hey, yeah, I'll go get hit by Mike Tyson. I don't give a fuck. Give me a meal. Shit.
But here's the thing, man. You look at it, and it's facts. Big money running backs, you don't win Super Bowls, man. It hasn't happened.
You said that, right? Go ahead and say it.
It don't happen. Big money running backs don't win a Super Bowl. Look at last year, Pacheco. Year before.
I knew y'all would say that. Come on, y'all.
Name the last big money running back. It's facts. It's in history.
It's facts.
We went through this.
But, here, all right, I'm going to say this, we can revisit maybe on the boys here in a second. Here's the thing about it. If you take Saquon off the Giants last year, that team was a 4 or 5 win team.
He's the whole offense. I get that. And that's why I see his side of it. At the same time, I wouldn't pay.
I'm not saying he's not worth the money, but Saquon, we got to be real. We heard that Saquon turned down 14, 15, 16 million per.
He wanted 16, they offered him 14. It was $2 million difference.
There you go.
But his argument is like mine's. You gave Daniel Jones, who didn't do jack shit since he's entered the damn league, you gave this man 40. He actually asked for 44. You talked him down to 40. That's all we discussed the other day. You gave that man $40 million. You gave that man Patrick Mahomes money. You gave that man what's about to be Joe Burrow money. You gave him Justin Herbert money.
Yo,
and you can't give me $2 million more than what I'm asking for?
But how they feel about them is how they feel about them. That's the price of doing business.
But it's not even that, right, Sheehan.
You're right, Indy.
Brian and Sheehan. It's not even about that. It's not even about that. It's about supply and demand. It's supply and demand. If I got something right here that I know, if I got something that's going to make me feel,
because you're never going to get that bread back.
You're right. But I'm sorry, if I'm signing this contract, I'm going in there. You can't tag me next year.
He should have done that.
You can't tag me again.
They can tag him again.
They can.
What was he supposed to do?
No, that's what I'm saying.
He was supposed to do it from the beginning.
You would not have been able to. You ain't tagging me. You know, after this,
well, listen, I'm not offering. I'm not. You asking, and I'm saying no, baby. Brian, you asking for that clause, and I'm saying no. So now what?
You're going to still suck it up and take that money. That's what you're going to do.
Home and do what? Lose the $10 million?
You ain't got nothing to do. You're going to go rap Le'Veon Bell? You're going to go boxing? What you going to do? What you going to do?
I'm glad you brought that up about Le'Veon Bell. That dumbass dude. Let's look at Le'Veon Bell for a second.
No. We already wasted it. Hold on. We already wasted enough damn time. No, we wasted enough damn time on Saquon Barkley and the fucking New York Giants. I don't care about none of them. None of them. No. Done.
90 seconds.
It's over.
Give me 90 seconds on Le'Veon and you can have it back. Le'Veon wanted to reset the running back market. He went to the Rooney family and told them he wanted $17 to $18 million a year. When Ben Roethlisberger was getting paid, they had to pay Heath Miller and Pouncey and retool their defense. They told him no to 18. They told him we'll pay you 16 for 2 years, fully guaranteed, and then we will renegotiate your contract after 2 years. He said, "Screw you! I'm not signing this. I want to go fucking wrestle on fucking what's that? Impact Wrestling and shit. I want to go be a damn rapper in Florida, be on the beach." Yo, he did that on his own.
All right, too much. Now, too much. We wasted too much time on that shit. And hold on. Wasn't Le'Veon Bell a chief? Anyway. Wasn't he a chief, though?
After that year, he sat out anyway. And lost that money. He didn't do shit for nobody.
It means nothing for nobody. To finish this whole point, it doesn't matter. I can have an apple. If I eat that apple, it makes me feel spectacular. Y'all could all eat it and y'all feel nothing. If everybody's selling that same fucking apple for $5, why am I gonna pay $30 for the apple when I can get it for $5? It's the same. It doesn't matter how much they impact each team. It doesn't matter how much they impact each team, obviously. Because look at Jonathan Taylor. He impacts the team way more than J.K. Dobbins does, and they're both fighting for the same cause. They're fighting for the same cause.
With that stupid ass tweet, and then he should have shut his dumb ass mouth. He gonna mess around and lose him.
Speaking of shutting their mouth.
I have a friend that's a Colts fan. They lost Marshall Faulk. They lost Andrew and James. Watch the ass as you lose Jonathan Taylor. Watch.
That's fine. I'm going to give a fuck. Fuck the Colts.
But again, though.
Who cares? No. No more running backs. I'm done with running backs. Stop fucking crying, running backs. I'm tired of it. We're going to talk about somebody else talking shit, which I liked it, though. Sean Payton's out here going out. He took off his announcer shit. He wants to go to Denver. Dude. Yo, he came out here raw. Even though we already talked about it. Everybody else talked about how horrible Hackett was. It was kind of cool seeing somebody else in the same profession talk about it. And then he went so far as to talk about the organization of the Jets and what they're doing. Was this all about trying to make Russell Wilson feel better about himself because he's crying in Sierra's lap? Or what do you think? I think it's more pressure for him to win. Brandon, go ahead, tell me something, because them two would be fired up, and I love it.
I love the shit he talked. I mean, he said shit.
Hold on, Brandon. Is Brian taking another silent shot again? Like, we can't see him taking a shot.
Is he a pastor?
Is he a pastor or something? Or is he, like, work with little children and he can't take a shot on the Relis and Raw show? What's going on, Brian? This is Relis and Raw. I'm drinking a fucking beer right now. Whoa, what? Why can't you take a shot? Go ahead, Brandon.
I can't bring alcohol on no damn live camera. Come on now.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, no, I love this. I loved it. Should he have done it? I think it's more about, it's more pressure for sure. And they'll come back up later in a discussion on the topic we got. But
yes,
it is a lot of pressure on him. I don't think he's a fan of Russ.
He was sticking up for him.
He's doing it now. He's trying to give him the boost, man. But I don't think Russ has it. I just don't think Russ is gonna do it. So I've never been a big Russ guy anyway. So, but
I already see him before Bryant. He just took a shot, so he's ready to explode. I already see him. What do you think about it? Do you think that it's a reflection that Russell Wilson might have hit that wall that other people have said? Or do you think that he's just trying to go ahead.
I think Sean, man, he was probably, doing what B was doing, hitting a little nick somewhere in the office, man, and, he forgot what was going on, man, and he was going to tell the world how he really felt. Like, listen, it's a whole different operation. What the hell you saw last year? None of that shit we doing this year.
Yeah. Okay?
That shit is garbage. And if he's still doing it, it's garbage. So I think he wanted to kind of let them know, man, and he forgot where he was, man. We saw something, where supposedly he was hitting a bong with some 12-year-old kids.
With a 12-year-old?
Kind of divert that. I think he kind of wanted to divert that. You know what I'm saying? So,
know about that shit.
Did you say 12-year-old?
Check on the internet.
He's out there trying to get home. I don't know if it was him. I said allegedly.
It looked very.
You talking about Sean Payton?
Remember the D.A.R.E. program? D.A.R.E. to keep kids off drugs? He was D.A.R.E. to fire up that bong with them kids. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. Last year they were like, let's ride. Now they're like, let's ride.
Let's smoke.
Damn, that's crazy shit. I didn't know that. But he's talking about.
It's like Stu talking about, let's get blood.
It's legal out there in Denver. It is legal here.
So they were eating edibles and shit. All right. So he's talking trash. I think it's gonna be way more pressure, especially in that AFC, which is loaded with squads out there. Loaded with squads. And I think they're gonna compete with two of y'all's boys, Kansas City and Miami. We'll get to all that later on. All right, we'll get to that later on. But he started talking trash, saying the Jets are doing the same thing that Denver did last year with all the publicity and everything, and that's why they're gonna be on Hard Knocks. We know the Jets are gonna be on Hard Knocks. My question to you is: they just started this mid-season Hard Knocks, so see him. As a mid-season Hard Knock, I need a team from the AFC and the NFC. Before you answer, here was my four from each thing, and I want to see if any of y'all got them. From the AFC, I had the Ravens with all their stuff going on. I had the Patriots with a debacle with Bill Belichick. Then I had the Titans with D-Hop and everything. Then I had the Chargers. What you got, C-Hen? Who you got?
That's an interesting list, bro. If I had to go from the AFC, man, I want to see what the Chargers got going on.
There you go, on my list.
Very, 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 very talented team right there on the cusp of being, you look at their roster, it looks Super Bowl ready. You know what I mean?
I think so.
Why you making that face, B? You making that face, man?
Because he a hater. Because he know that they should have beat the Chiefs twice last year.
With five fucking turnovers in Super Bowl.
Why you even let him talk, see?
I'm just saying. I want to see something. And in the NFC.
Oh, my God.
See, man, all them Kansas City fans, man, ever since they started winning, man, they been out of pocket, man.
And Kansas City ain't done shit in no sport. Kansas City ain't been known for shit. You know what I'm saying? They got a lucky ass pick.
I don't even think they from the humble Midwest no more, man.
Come on, man.
Oh, we ain't never been humble. I mean, we're hospitable, but humble? No, we ain't never been humble. We ain't never fucking humble.
Right on here, man. I want to see if the Lions are contending.
Yes.
In the NFC. I want to see the inner workings of what's going on, man.
Well, I mean, y'all got enough of that shit last year, dude. Y'all were on Hard Knocks already, dude. Why y'all got to be on the mid-season Hard Knocks, too? You just greedy. You talking about him in Kansas City. Now you getting greedy, see? Y'all did Hard Knocks before.
So we want to see you. Want to see Arizona tank?
Wasn't it last year the Lions did Hard Knocks?
Why can we get on there twice? Arizona was on there twice.
I mean, they're booty too. Y'all don't want to be booty like them. I mean, come on. All right, Brandon, go ahead, Goat. Who's your AFC team? Think about it. It's mid-season. So either somebody's losing a lot and it's some big-time storylines or what? Go ahead.
Denver and AFC.
Denver, because why?
If it's a rough start, I want to see how that's just going.
That's interesting. All right, who's your NFC squad?
NFC? I got a feeling it's going to be a rough one for the Cowboys, too.
Ooh, really? You think it's going to be rough?
Yeah, I'm not impressed with the Cowboys.
I feel like every year they're supposed to be like...
I always say I don't see why everyone picks them every year, but they do.
The roster look good. Roster look good.
We'll see. We're going to get to that roster. Go ahead, Brian. Who's your AFC squad? Don't say the Chiefs, dude.
I'm not. We talking about the Cowboys.
I already watched the QB shit on Netflix with Patrick Mahomes, which is actually really good.
Everybody turned that down, though.
I turned this shit up. Anyways, you're talking about the Cowboys. Everybody loves. You're talking about the Cowboys. The Cowboys are just like a damn cheeseburger and fries. It looks good. Don't mean it's good for you.
It depends on how much. It depends on how many of these you drink. That shit might be.
Tasty. Man, fuck that fucking start. I might want to see that bullshit.
All right, who's your team?
In the NFC, and I've already tweeted this out. I've already said this tweet, so when they do it, I want to see the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions. I want to go on record since the damn red light is on.
Okay.
The Detroit Lions.
You want to see them with the Hard Knocks midseason?
Every week except for week one. That's the only week.
Big week.
I'm sorry, bro.
We're going to get to that because all our teams play each other. Who's your AFC team, Brian?
We're
going to save that for later. Later. Go ahead, Brian. AFC team.
Hey, man, listen, man. Y'all going to be up there licking your fingers off barbecue and shit, raising banners and shit, man. Y'all go, hey.
It said what?
Patrick Mahomes said, it's been nice the offseason. We didn't done golf tournaments. We didn't done the ESPYs. We didn't done shows. This, that, and the third. He said, bottom line, I want to repeat.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. He said it at the ESPYs? Kind of like LeBron said, I'm not going to retire? Good job. Way to go.
That's a long-ass recording, man. Where can we see this at?
He was bringing up the stuff he has done this offseason. What he said was that we've done all this, we've done all that. He said, bottom line, I want to repeat.
Who is your AFC team? Oh, my God, this Homerville. Homerville, please. You are making my head fucking hurt. Please.
Can I talk about what Patrick Mahomes said?
I don't give a fuck what Patrick Mahomes said. He needs to cut his little frohawk shit he got going on.
Fine.
God damn. Smack his little brother in the face and cut your hair. I mean, go ahead.
Okay, my NFC team is the Detroit Lions, and I think they will make the playoffs and win a playoff game and be in the division around this season. I'm going to go on record on that. I've tweeted that out. They will be
in Don't keep kissing his ass. You already said that 5 minutes ago, dude. Who's your AFC team?
The AFC team? Unpopular opinion, I want to see the Houston Texans.
This guy right here. This fucking guy right here. Of all the big-time storylines, you picking the fucking Houston Texans.
With CJ Stroud.
My Alabama guy's there, so I don't mind.
Anderson's a fucking beast. I want to see what they're doing in Houston. Because, by the way...
They go to massage parlors and getting rubbed down.
No, they're not there.
They're doing that in Cleveland.
Who about that? R. Kelly's in Houston. R. Kelly's in Cleveland. We're not worried about no R. Kelly no more.
Come on, man. That's the team you picked was the Texans?
I want to see this team. Here's the thing, though. This time last year, everybody said the same thing about the Detroit Lions. They're not good enough.
No, they
can't win. They're not going to be competitive. This is an easy dub. They weren't biting off no kneecaps, but I tell you this, them motherfuckers hung in every week with everybody.
Look, stop kissing C's ass, okay, dude? Stop.
That's it, Aaron Rodgers. Guess what? It's storming outside. Bitch, you go home.
You're talking about lots of Aaron this year, too.
Dude, we talked about the Detroit Lions last year. Brandon, how many times on the show last year did we talk about the Detroit Lions? I think Tommy even picked them. Tommy picked them to make the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? When nobody thought they would.
They're going to win a football game.
We talked about Detroit all the time.
Quit this shit right now. Well, I'm ready to start to get where the kid was at. The Detroit Lions. We'll win a playoff game.
Okay.
In 2023.
What does that
National
mean?
National Football League playoffs. They will be in the divisional round.
So?
I don't think they'll get past the divisional round.
But what are you saying?
But they're going to be as competitive as fuck. And listen, they will win a playoff game this upcoming season. Go ahead.
Brian, listen real quick, okay? Listen to what you're saying, okay? You're acting like you're saying some shit that's like, oh my God. Everybody knows that shit. They're going to win the fucking division, and the NFC is whack. The NFC is whack, and they're probably going to win a division game.
Are you smoking six games? What?
I've always said they're going to win the division, and they'll go to the NFC Championship game.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes.
I
picked San Francisco not to win a division. I picked Seattle to win the division.
That's pretty damn bold, my boy. I like it, though.
I got big balls, baby. I'm not doing the same shit you saying. We already know. We already know that. We know that shit already.
We'll take that.
I said a playoff game. You said shit, fuck this. We went in two and going to the title
but,
game.
But, I mean, who would they have play in the playoffs? Who you got to play? The Saints? Or the Carolina Panthers? Or the Cowboys? Are you scared of any of them motherfucking teams?
The Panthers?
I got the Panthers making the playoffs.
But what I'm saying is they would play one of these type teams.
I got the Falcons winning the NFC. The Falcons are going to win the South.
It's possible.
We got three different winners for the South. I got the Saints.
I got the Saints.
The Atlanta Falcons to win the NFC South.
Saints are going to win.
Yeah, I said it. I'm going to ride a camera on the red light. Yeah, I said it.
When we do our fantasy football league, I want you to make sure you pick up Desmond Ridder. And I'll give you Robinson to run it back to.
Desmond Ridder throw the football.
We talked about the hard knocks.
If it went so many games, why don't Patrick Mahomes and them run that ball?
Hold on, man.
No, why'd you do that? Why would you set him up like that?
Something's telling me we gotta move on to the next topic.
Yes, next topic now. No. Hey, go back to a dark screen. Brian, go back to a dark screen because we're gonna talk about Mr. Dark Tunnel Retreat and everything, Mr. Aaron Rodgers, okay? Go into a dark screen. You can be like him. You know, Mr. Dark, he's giving back $35 million. And first of all, when I first heard this shit, I was like, he's smacking Green Bay in the face like, I'm giving my shit back. I'm gonna be there for 2 years because y'all never gave me no money to spend on people for me. Y'all never drafted people for me. And then I heard Dalvin Cook having a visit. I'm like, this team is unbelievable. If Dalvin Cook, because Brandon, I've already said if Dalvin Cook goes to Miami, that's what will push you over the top. You don't agree with me. You think all the retreads from the 49ers running backs are going to be enough, which they ain't. But, Brandon, is Dalvin Cook goes to the Jets?
Pretty good, though.
If he goes to the Jets,
pretty good, by the way.
Would that put them over to get to where the Chiefs are at? No, why not?
Hell no!
I said Brandon.
A terrible offensive line. I don't think they need a Dalvin Cook. They got Breece Hall, who's younger.
He's not healthy.
He will be
when fucking Patrick, when your Ramsey comes back. You know what I'm saying? December and shit.
He's going to play week one.
He won't play in week one. Neither will Javonte Williams.
I don't see Cook signing there. He's trying to use him as leverage to get Miami to offer.
Thank you. Say it.
We're not going to offer him anymore. He's going to take what the fuck we're going to offer. And he's
what are y'all offering him, Brandon?
Metro minimum?
Under five million.
Come to fucking Washington, shit. Come, God damn. Can somebody come to Washington? God damn, shit. Go ahead, Brian.
7 to 8. Can't pay him 7 to 8, man.
Fuck it. We can. We got a
beat. Why y'all can't pay him 7 to 8? Y'all can't pay him.
Why?
Yeah.
You're Miami, who's never won a Super Bowl ever. Ever. Yeah, you're in a division with the Jets and the Bills and the Patriots, who's whooped everybody's ass for forever years. And you're in a conference with the Bengals, the Ravens, and the fucking world champion Kansas City Chiefs. Was that good, Brian? Was that good, Brian? You happy now? Did I feed your ego?
By the way, I need to see you a towel and a cap, man. You need to update that, but I like that, by the way.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Dalvin Cook is the guy to put us over the top, who averaged less yards per carry than Raheem Mostert last year.
I don't know. I don't. CH, what do you think? What do you think, C-Han?
Yeah, Brandon, I gotta jump in here, man, because, man, listen, I am a firm believer, man, in the eye test, man. I don't care what the yards per carry look like. Dalvin Cook, even in his advanced age, bro, and who did you say?
Mostert, Jeffro Wilson, and some Asian motherfuckers.
And Jeff Wilson, they not the same, bro.
I don't think either one of them is going to be the starter for long.
The rookie ain't the same either.
But if you got a shot to get him, why not get him? And you can pay him.
He wants too much money.
$2 million is nothing. Look at Saquon Barkley. $2 million almost costs all kinds of ruckus.
They should get that man too big. No.
All I'm saying is $2 million in their terms is like a dollar for us.
He was 1,100 yards last year.
You always talking shit about the final things.
But that's just me.
My point is, what's the cousin say? I don't get it. The guy can run the damn ball. For everything we go to, he is going to positively impact. Mm-hmm. And he may run whoever's spot. Brees Hall, if he ain't 100%, he may run his spot. Yeah. He may run his spot. So why not pay him?
And Tua, that's going to help Tua.
Let the Jets pay him.
Brees
Hall's not healthy, okay? And what do you know about running backs, Chief?
Okay, fine. I hope that Brees Hall is better than Dalvin Cook is. Go ahead.
I ain't going to say that. I can't say that.
But if he was 100%, why would they be even trying to even
thank
why would
you.
They be kicking the tires on him?
Because it's
Super Bowl or bust.
They got a 2-year window.
But if Brees is better.
Right, and healthy.
We can spend $5 or $6 million on Ngakoue and get a pass rusher that we need.
There you go.
So Dalvin, I ain't gonna lie. I think to get to your point, I think A Rod gave the money back to
three guys. Yes.
Dalvin Cook.
Yes.
Or Ngakoue.
Yes.
Or
The trade. Say it.
There you go.
Say it, C. Henry.
In Las Vegas.
My man C. Henry, first time on Relentless of Sports Talk, is spitting the goods. He's spitting the goods, baby.
Don't let the Jets do whatever. They have no salary cap.
And if you give an Ngakoue, that's cool. Or if you go, Dalvin Cook.
They're not getting the fuck. Whoa.
Brian, we talked about it on the last show. Remember I said Adams is pissed off.
I understand that.
He's pissed. And what did I say? Is he going to get traded before the middle of the year or when?
They're going to have to get Adams.
Your man just gave $35 million. We can trade him for a draft pick. We don't have to trade him.
We'll take Davante Adams on his 2-year deal and give up Garrett Wilson on a rookie contract with a 5th-year option, and then we can stop to a long-term deal after that.
They didn't say Garrett Wilson.
Brandon said that. I never said that.
They didn't say Garrett Wilson.
They're not doing that. They're just going to do that.
A hot second right now.
You know what they might do? They might give up Brees fucking Hall, really.
Tonight, if that happened. Wouldn't happen.
They might give up Brees Hall.
What are you talking about?
Aaron Rodgers got 2 years. 2 years. If you're going all in, if you're going all in and you get Dalvin Cook and Devontae Adams, in those 2 years, you better win a Super Bowl with that roster, right? Right?
Stop right there. So you say get Dalvin Cook and Devontae Adams, and you want to sacrifice Garrett Wilson?
I didn't say Garrett Wilson. No, I said Breece Hall.
Garrett Wilson is going to be part of the.
I said Breece Hall because think about it. When Aaron Rodgers leaves, what are you stuck with? You're stuck with the MILF hunter. You're stuck with the MILF hunter.
George Fant sucks. The guy he's replacing, he sucks. The only good offensive lineman you have
is the worst O-line in the league,
is Vera Tucker. And guess what? The last 2 years, he's had season-ending injuries. Their offensive line needs help.
Let me ask you a question. How good is Minnesota's offensive line?
Not good.
Suspect. But who put up numbers still under that? Who did? Hold on. Who did? Who put up numbers?
It's very possible.
Dalvin Cook still had the numbers with a suspect line. So you're telling me with Devontae Adams, Garrett Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, you don't think that the defense is not going to be playing the run as much? You don't think Dalvin Cook could do things? 2 years? I'm just saying.
They'll take the wild card 1 year.
They have to win a Super Bowl or it's a big
not this year.
But don't you have to win the Super Bowl anyway, Brandon? Don't they have to anyway?
The next year, then guess what? Hold on, they don't win the Super Bowl within the next 2 years, but guess what? Patrick Mahomes.
Here you go, Homerville. Okay, Homer Simpson, stop. Stop, Homer Simpson, stop.
He ain't going nowhere.
Joe Burrow, he's icing up right now.
Trevor Lawrence, he's coming.
He icing up right now.
Pause.
As we pause for Homer Simpson.
You were looking back at this a year from now. Trevor Lawrence, he's coming.
Next topic, because we're not getting into that right now.
I got the Chiefs and the Jags in the AFC title game this year.
You got the Chiefs and everybody. Who cares? You got the Chiefs. You got the fucking Chiefs.
Back to back. Shit, I want all the parade and the trophy. I mean, shit, you can't blame me.
You got the Chiefs. Good job. Way to go.
If they add two or three more pieces, I like the Jets to be formidable.
I mean, they already got 18 pieces. How many more pieces they need? The Jets have added everybody and their mom. I mean,
$7 million back for no reason.
I'm telling you right.
All I'm saying is, with the way Rodgers gave money back, if he said I'm giving you 2 years to win a championship, you give up Breece Hall to make sure that you get Devontae Adams, and then Dalvin Cook signs. That's your best window for those 2 years. That's your best window.
That's your best window.
Because if Josh Jacobs isn't going to stay, if Josh Jacobs isn't going to stay with Las Vegas, now you're saying, okay, I got a young group. I got a young star running back, Breece Hall, that I can build around to go for the future. It works out for both teams.
Right now, Jets fans would revolt if they traded Breece Hall.
Are you kidding me? If they're holding a Lombardi trophy, they're happy as shit.
As an organization, the Jets love.
The Jets are happy to be talked about. The Jets are happy to be talked about. Nobody talked about the damn Jets. We start talking about Joe Namath with the fur coat on because the Jets are irrelevant. We talk about the Dolphins. We talk about Dan fucking Marino losing the Super Bowl and Don Shula holding the coaching record because they're irrelevant. They have to make a splash.
Is either one going to be an 8 seed or two be a 7 seed and get dismissed in the wild card round?
You're only saying that because you think the Chiefs are unstoppable.
Your journey, that's positive. They were not in the
playoffs. They will be good enough next year.
What's that?
There's a game away.
They will be good enough next year.
Hey, we won't know until 2024.
They wasn't in the playoffs last year, and they had the MILF hunter at quarterback.
2023, their asses aren't making the playoffs. There, I said it.
I mean, I'm not going to count Rodgers out just because of how good he is. But
dude.
You got Mahomes, you got Burrow, you got Jackson, you got Lawrence.
Let's talk about the other guy you never mentioned, Brian.
Justin
Herbert. Justin Herbert got his money. Justin Herbert got his money. We don't care about that. We're going to talk about that on another show. Herbert got his money. Just like C. Henry said, Watch out for the Chargers. And me and Brandon said that last year. We thought that they were there. So now he got his money. Here's my question, Brandon. With everything going on with the running backs and all this drama going on with Eckler and everything else, with Herbert getting all this money, and now we know with the draft that they got with the rookie wide receiver, Keenan Allen or Mike Williams, one of them is probably going to be gone now, and Eckler might be gone too. How do you think? I think this might hurt the organization of Chargers because I think the roster, like CA said, was dope, but I think the locker room might be a problem. What do you think?
It could be. Did they draft a good running back? I thought maybe not.
I mean, they've got a late game, and nobody like spectacular. They've tried over and over again.
Yeah, I'm about to say they keep drafting one every other year. It seems like.
Yeah,
I think the problem was coaching is the biggest issue, and
very much.
And that's why Hard Knocks midseason would be great for the Chargers. Go ahead, Brandon.
It would be. I don't think they're making the playoffs this year. I just think the AFC is tough though.
Well, we'll talk about the playoffs in another episode. Y'all keep trying to jump the gun. Go ahead.
No. But what was the question again, my fault?
About Herbert, the locker room, because we think this team is ready to contend. They should have beat the Chiefs twice last year. You know what I mean? And they won a playoff game last year. Hey, it's not your turn, Brian. It's not your turn. They should have beat the Chiefs twice last year, and Herbert got hurt. It showed that he's a warrior out there. You know what I mean? Not like Patrick Mahomes when he got dinged up. He's all hobbling. Oh, my God. I got to go back in. Oh, my God. Like LeBron and shit. Herbert really fucked up his ribs and shit and was still out there doing things. Like Kobe with his Achilles. Shoot free throws. That's the difference, Brian. That's the difference.
One leg.
Yeah, right. All right, so here's my question. Here's my next question. He took the most money. He took the most money, right? Burrow, we saw what happened in practice, but he's also stated, and the organization doesn't like to pay people. He's also stated he wants to keep his nucleus around him because he knows that those wide receivers help make his job easy. Can you see Burrow not coming back because of this injury to get his contract? But I think it's going to be less like Hurts was. Do you think it's going to be more like Hurts? Or do you think it's gonna be more like Herbert? Go ahead, see it, Henry.
No, I don't think it's gonna be more like Hurts because first of all, we gotta look at the Hurts situation. Hurts wasn't a first round pick. They didn't have his fifth year option, so they had to come in and kind of do it early. He was kind of the first domino to fall, and ever since then, we've seen the kind of the progression of the contract. So I do not expect Herbert to take. I'm sorry, Burrow to take a discount. To keep his guys around.
You don't think so?
Be able to have, no.
His no, best friend is Jamar Chase.
That's fine.
Higgins is gone then.
And they may be able to work something out with him. Maybe he gonna take the discount. You know what I'm saying?
Why Divas ain't taking that shit.
Maybe he wanna convert. And again, we don't know. Things happen. We sign a deal today and then next year is guaranteed dollars are converted to signing bonuses, and this money is converted to incentives, and so you never know how it's going to work out. Every year, the salary cap is going to increase. We got this Amazon money coming in, so I don't know if he's going to be able to keep everybody involved. But to your point and your question, do I expect him to take the discount now? No.
Here's my problem with that.
Because to Brian's point, if you take the discount now, you're setting kind of everything kind of back in motion. You know what I mean? So for him, at this point, no. Now, when it get to the time where we got to sign Jamar and sign T and really got to break down these numbers, maybe I'll do something for you then. But as of right now, I'm probably not coming back from this calf injury until I got a deal in place, handshake or something.
Here's my problem with that. Here's my problem. Because the last three seasons in the offseason, Joe Burrow's gotten hurt. So you might not have a next time to take less money later on. You know what I'm saying? You might not have that. And we see wide receivers all day. If you're a wide receiver, I don't care how great you are. You're playing with the great Patrick Mahomes, and you say, I don't care about winning. I want to go take money and go to Miami, who's never won shit. You know what I'm saying? Jamar Chase has that same mindset because he wants to be the best. He wants those accolades. He wants to be the best. What do you hear Tyreek Hill saying? Tyreek Hill's not saying, we're going to win the Super Bowl. He says, I'm going to get 2,000 yards.
Yeah, but he's
all about his 2,000 yards. He's about his 2,000 yards. He's about his 2,000 yards. Jamar Chase is cut from the same cloth as that. When you're a wide receiver, you're a diva, whatever. Joe Burrow needs to be smart like Tom Brady did. And even giving credit to Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes took, what, a 10-year contract that was smart, that extended so long that he's getting big money towards the end of his contract, which a lot of contracts don't get. You get all your big bulk here, and then it's less and less and less, which means the organization gets in favor to get rid of you. I think that Burrow needs to do either a Mahomes type thing or a Tom Brady type thing. I don't know. Go ahead, TH.
Brady played for 20 years. His first deal, I don't know if he took that discount because he wasn't playing with nobody worth a damn anything.
He took the discount because he was still an 18-round pick and shit.
He was a 6-round pick, but I'm saying after he won that first Super Bowl and was a starter, he was still playing with I don't even know their names.
He was never top five.
Nobody. Besides Brown, and
he was never a top five quarterback paid until he went to Tampa Bay. Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is he was a 6-round pick. So he probably took a deal in his third year after he'd won a Super Bowl. Like, you know what? This is probably great for me. You know what I mean?
It is.
In Burrow's case, listen, I'm the man. I'm the number one pick. I done went to 3 damn NFC or AFC championships, 1 Super Bowl. I'm not the one going to take the discount here. We're going to cross that bridge when we get there, and we're going to work it out. Mixon just took a $9 million.
Because he had to.
$4 million this year, $4 million next year. Find somebody else to do that.
No, see, there's a difference.
It ain't going to be me.
Mixon. Mixon's lucky his ass in the jail for beating up women and doing all kinds of shit multiple times. So he's happy to play on a team that can win the Super Bowl. Here's the difference. We talk about number one picks all day long. I can go down the list of number one picks that are backups who might not be in the league anymore or whatever. But we look at Joe Burrow. He got cut from different teams. He was benched in Ohio State. He was this and this. He went to LSU and had a star studded. He had a star studded. He had a star studded wide receiver group.
Man, that is Joe Cool, man. What you talking about?
I love Joe Burrow. He's my guy. Anybody that watches my show knows I love Joe Burrow. All I'm saying is, he's had to be in the right situation to be Joe Cool. Because when he went to Ohio State, he wasn't fucking Joe Cool. They were saying somebody else is better than you. Over and over again, right? Over and over again.
Listen, now, real, you a smart guy, right?
I am.
You're a very, 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 very smart guy.
You're right.
And you've seen everybody who played in front of Joe Cool at Ohio State and what they have ended up being.
Right.
Were they better than Joe Cool?
Who? What, the quarterbacks that went above it? What? Yeah,
Dwayne Haskins, anybody else who played in front of him?
Dwayne Haskins was a Redskin in a horrible organization with no weapons. Joe Burrow didn't do nothing until his boy Jamar Chase got there.
Sometimes you land in the wrong spot. Sometimes you land in the wrong spot.
But Jamar Chase landed with him.
None of them were.
You're not listening. You're not understanding what I'm saying. It's the people that are around you. It's the people around you. Unless you're
quarterback and he turned to be shit.
Unless you're a talent like Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, those kind of guys that you make people's names. You make Julian Edelman a name. You make Danny Amendola a name. You make these guys.
He was playing with a bunch of nobodies.
Who?
We didn't know.
Thank you.
Who?
Patrick Mahomes.
That's my point. That's my whole point.
But listen. He went to Ohio State. Do you know how many great receivers have come out of Ohio State in the last 10 years?
Why couldn't he start then? Why couldn't he start then?
No.
Why couldn't he start then?
But listen,
though. Why?
Was he not the best player?
Obviously, he wasn't the best player.
You don't even know.
Hey, see, I got you, bro. Hold on. Urban Meyer was a fucking head coach there. Urban Meyer thought that Cardinal Jones, CJ Stroud, or some dude who was out there, went to play baseball later on. He told Joe Burrow, you'll never start here. You may want to go somewhere else and play because these guys are better than more talented than you are. Has Ohio State won a fucking national championship with them 3 quarterbacks? Hell nah. Who went 15-0? Who won the Heisman? Who's number one overall?
I don't know.
Who's about to get $20 million? course.
Brian. Brian. Brian, I don't know. But you want to watch C.J. Stroud in the halftime of the season. You want to watch C.J. Stroud. You want to watch C.J. Stroud with the Texans, right? You want to watch C.J. Stroud. Not me. You. You said you want to watch C.J. Stroud. So you tell me.
I want to watch the team, not just him.
There ain't no fucking team. It's C.J. Stroud.
Wayne Haskins, Cardale Jones, C.J. Stroud.
I don't give a
fucking scrub. What's his name? Tate or whatever the fucking name his name is.
Here's my Brian. 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 Who does this remind me of, Brian? Who does this remind me of? It reminds me of who else? Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield walked on, couldn't play. Couldn't play.
They won the Walter Camp Award for the number one overall. Hell the fuck no, they weren't. Fucking scrubs. Scrubs, all of them compared to Joe Burrow. Let's talk. Come on. Okay, you want to go? Let's go.
I'm trying to go. You won't let me speak. Baker Mayfield won a goddamn shit, too. Where's he at? He got cut from different teams, had to walk on, had to walk on to this team and this team and this team, and then he got surrounded by weapons.
The Ohio State fuck eyes.
His middle school team, man, is like talking about Jordan, man. That don't matter.
The same Ohio State team that I was in the face last year, people knew my CJ Crowder was going to be a window. I can tell
you. That Ohio State was the best thing that happened to
him. Ohio State's going to run to Michigan.
All I'm saying is, if you're surrounded by talent, it will make you look better. That's all I'm saying.
I was in Twitter space last year.
That's all I'm saying.
This was the beginning of football season. I said something about KU, but that's no show. I had an Ohio State fan come up, come on, we're going to win a national championship. Brian is going to win national coach of the year.
But don't nobody give a fuck about that. Who cares? We ain't talking about none of that shit.
We don't mess with Ohio State. Hold on. I told that overrated son of a bitch, I said, the Ohio State fuck guys ain't going to do shit. They're not going to win a national championship.
Who's your college team? Who's your college team?
We're not talking about the Kansas
City. Who's your college team?
We're not talking about
the Who's your college team?
We're talking about the Ohio State.
Who is it? Who's your college team?
The Kansas Jayhawks.
So shut the fuck up, Charlie Weiss. Y'all ain't one shit. I don't want to hear your fucking mouth. Relatives of Sports Talk, episode 185 on Spotify. Y'all are hearing this ignorance that I hear talking about. Hey, we coming right back.